Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi there, so 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, March 16th, one day away from St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it really is, but St. Patrick's Day, we're all partying at your house. You're partying at your own house here. And what we're promising for you guys that are listening to us is, well, facts, not fear. We don't deal in fear. And we're going to throw fun in with it, too. So there are a lot of interesting information that you and your family need to stay safe. But we'll also keep you apprised of some of the fun things that are happening and how to keep your kids amused and clean and all that stuff.
Yes, we also found out when we are a little drunk and we're online shopping what we tend to buy the most.
Yeah, this is incredible. it's apparently shoes, right?
Yeah, not toilet paper, not hand sanitizer, shoes.
Where is our brain going when we're intoxicated?
I don't know. I could never have enough shoes. I'm that guy.
I'm the same way, too. I think I got it from my dad. Dad liked good shoes, and I like good shoes, too, and that Janie doesn't like buying them, and you're right, they don't always fit when they get there, Janie.
I do. The thing is I have bought a couple pair, and like, at the end of the day, though, most of the time I'm having to return them, because, like, you know, shoes, you got to try on shoes. You know, I could buy sneakers, maybe, or if I already know the brand and the size or something like that. But, yeah, that's usually a bad call when it's like, hey, this would look cute. Let me give these a shot.
Cute shoes you have to have, right?
One in four drunkards are shopping for shoes online. In fact, footwear, accessories, and apparel account for almost 37% of total share of drunk spending. On average, you're spending about $148 and change on fashion items while under the influence of alcohol. By the way, other stuff that we're buying when we're drunk: tech products, music, vacations. Are we in Bulgaria? Cars, and not surprisingly, food. That was number one on the list.
Who buys a car while they're drunk?
My great uncle.
Seriously?
Kid you not. This was back in the 80s, and they had a house that was next door to the Toyota dealership.
Okay.
And Uncle Ben was his name. And he got really, really drunk one afternoon and walked across the street, bought a 1985 Toyota Cressida, brought it home.
Oh,
by the way,
gosh.
Lit drunk,
right.
Bought it, and came home.
And they let him drive off with it, just faced.
Well, it was the early 80s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that car, because my Aunt Mary just, like, didn't want the car, was so upset that he bought the car, she never drove it.
Wow.
So they had the car for, I think, like 10 years before they ended up selling it with, like, no miles on it.
Like a spite car.
Yeah, it was in spite.
Yeah. Wow.
So there you go. Women, this was a funny story. Maybe she vacations in Florida, but this is actually a woman who's named Stormy Parfait.
All right, I like part of the name.
She lives in Louisiana. She apparently had a friend that was busted for drug possession on a couple Fridays ago. She was on her way up to bail the person out of jail with some cash.
Right.
However, when she started putting the cash down for the bail, the police department kind of noticed a, quote, strong odor of marijuana on the bills. Realized that that's enough probable cause. They checked her car. Lo and behold, surprise.
This is the best part. So the mother lode is in the car.
40 grand in cash.
Yeah, that's what you want.
100 Klonopin pills. And the best part I love was a food stamp card that wasn't under her name.
Of course, yeah. She's like totally taking advantage of the system at every level. It seems like.
Where is she spending the night now, Chris?
She's in the Crossbar Hotel.
Okay, all right.
By the way, they searched her home further, found hundreds of other pills, more cash, more marijuana, more cocaine, and paraphernalia.
I'm a business.
That's true. Got to make some business here.
So don't use your drug money to post someone's bail.
I guess not.
Yeah, I guess the term launder really does apply here. Launder your money.
At least Febreze it a little bit before you get rid of the cops. Right. You know?
What is with people buying toilet paper?
We really don't know. I don't know.
It's the strangest thing. You would tend to think, I don't know, maybe food or non-perishable food items.
Maybe a water or two. I don't know.
First aid equipment, cleaning supplies, more important. But no, apparently when we first found out about the coronavirus, everyone was buying toilet paper. And why is the big question? A couple of theories, according to psychologists. One of them says that in times of uncertainty, people enter kind of a panic zone, and that kind of makes them irrational and completely neurotic. Add that in with a combination of a scary new virus that is everywhere, and people crave a sense of control as shoppers are looking for value and high volumes. And you kind of think about it. If you're getting a pallet of toilet paper, then no one else can have it, and you're getting it at a pretty good deal. Well, why not?
Yeah, but you know, it's also if you see there's a limited inventory of something, psychologically you want to buy that.
That's the other theory.
I better get more while I can. Yeah.
Right, because I fell victim to that buying Mr. Clean for some reason.
I mean, think about Gilligan's Island. They were on that island for how long? Do you think they had any toilet paper? No. What do you have? You have leaves. And this time of year, I'd like to point out that sycamore leaves. I always, when I play golf, I always call those the catcher mitt leaf because your ball can hide under those things for hours. But anyway, the sycamore and the magnolia leaves are excellent.
Yeah.
Be like an Indian.
There you go. Here, by the way, if you're looking for it, the U.S. imports less than 10% of toilet paper. Most of that's homegrown.
Yeah, this is
so
all
we're good.
USA.
This is a pretty cool hack when you're trying to make sure your kids are washing their hands throughout the day, especially with the COVID-19. And it involves a school teacher in Missouri. Her name is Shauna Woods. And apparently she had a custom rubber stamp made that said Mrs. Woods on it. And she would use it to stamp books that were in her classroom.
Right.
So what she decided to do when coronavirus came out, she focused on hand washing. And she began stamping the backs of the kids' hands. The idea being that if they washed their hands properly and they did it throughout the day, the stamp would actually be gone by the end of the day.
Here we go.
And you would get a prize.
Nice. Now, anybody with a Sharpie can do the same thing. Mom with a Sharpie, because Sharpie's even harder to get off. And I'm thinking it wouldn't hurt to have a little a Nike swoosh.
Yeah.
And I'd put it on the palm of the hand and the back of the hand.
Yeah, but then, you know, you got red rashed, bleeding hands because you're scrubbing so hard. So
it builds character, Chris.
Put some dirt on it and walk it off.
Yeah, put some tobacco juice on that.
And this is true because of, that the kids are out for 2 weeks, pretty much to the end of the year.
Right. End of the month.
End of the month, I'm sorry. And there may be some more quarantines that are going to pop and surface. And that means a lot of Americans are going to be working from home. And that's going to put a taxing. We're going to see how good our broadband is and how much we've been paying for it.
Yeah, because, broadband is they slice it up. And hopefully they're going to open up the spigots a little bit here. And it looks like they are.
Yeah, there's more than 60 companies have fined the Federal Communication Commission's Keep America Connected pledge. And that promises that they will protect Americans on a budget from service interruptions during the crisis. According to the provisions that these voluntarily sign up for, the companies agreed not to terminate service of residential customers and small business owners who can't pay their internet bills due to the disruption of the coronavirus.
Right.
They also will waive late fees caused by the crisis, open their Wi-Fi hotspots to anyone who needs them. So that's pretty cool information. If you have to work, there is ways for you to. You need to work remotely. There are ways to do it. Locally, Cox Internet says they're offering their Connect to Complete service free for a month, and they're fast-tracking homes with students currently without internet access. Charter Spectrum will offer free Spectrum broadband Wi-Fi for any household with students aged kindergarten through 12th grade for 2 months or 60
That's
days.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I think that was pretty cool. Verizon DSL and Fiber Network customers will have increased speeds at no charge and no data caps.
Wow.
That's a big one. The data caps are big because, when you think about it, if you've got to stream lectures or you have to stream stuff from work or meetings, things like that, that's like a bunch of bandwidth and data that you're using up. So if they're not going to cap it, that'll really help.
It will. AT&T also says they're suspending their data caps for home internet service. And then current T-Mobile and Metro by T-Mobile wireless customers who have cell phone plans with data will be granted unlimited smartphone data for the next 60 days, excluding roaming. But that's still all the ways that you can stay connected when we're looking to isolate ourselves physically.
That's the FCC's Keep America Connected pledge. 60 companies signed on to it. And I hope that they keep. I hope we can hold their feet to the fire a little bit here.
They do, especially since they've been talking about this whole net neutrality thing. So
Yeah, right.
And then finally, we learned that Facebook is good for some things, but not for others. There's a new study that finds spending less time on social media good for you. Duh.
Yeah, like only 5 minutes less per day.
5 minutes less per day.
You'll smoke less.
Yeah, these were people who were really into social media. And for 5 minutes less a day, they found for a two-week period, people reported smoking fewer cigarettes, being more active physically, and showing fewer depressive symptoms compared to the control group.
Well, that's win-win-win-win right there.
Just 5 minutes is all you need.
Okay.
And there's our show for today, Monday, March 16th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining, and if you're going to hoard anything, hoard compassion.
Aw, have a great day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.